This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Much time has been spent on this program this year looking backward at 2008 and the 10 years that followed, the causes and the effects of the financial crisis and the Great Recession. Today, we're going to jump just about into the middle of the past decade to the settlements some of those big banks agreed to pay for some of the things they had done in the lead up to the financial crisis. Shoddy mortgage lending, deceptive loan practices, you know the drill. By one estimate, those banks have coughed up $250 billion tied to the housing market meltdown. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has been tracking one of those settlements, the biggest, actually, to find out where the money went.
August 2014, Attorney General Eric Holder walks to a podium flanked by nine government officials in dark suits.
The Department of Justice has reached an agreement with Bank of America totaling over $16.6 billion in penalties and consumer relief.
Bank of America agreed to this record fine to settle lawsuits and investigations into how it and companies it bought, like Countrywide, had issued mortgages, packaged them together, and sold those bundles to investors. Those mortgage-backed securities, remember that term? They were riskier than the banks made them out to be.
This constitutes the largest civil settlement with a single entity in history.
About half the total settlement went to the federal government, mostly to fund general operations. Then six states involved in the settlement shared another billion or so dollars. California and Illinois, for example, gave money to state pension funds that had invested in these mortgage-backed securities. New York set up programs to counsel homeowners and tear down vacant homes. And then the third place the money went was to consumers. About $7 billion was designated for consumer relief. Things like
modifying mortgages, providing money for neighborhood stabilization, foreclosure prevention, legal assistance, and affordable rental housing.
Eric Green is a lawyer in Boston and the independent monitor for this settlement. The agreement also included some incentives. If the bank funded certain programs or got the money out quickly, it could reduce its overall bill. That means the headline $7 billion number is a little misleading.
Do you have a sense on what that actually means in dollar values for the bank?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was less than $5 billion in actual cost.
Green says in the end, the bank modified about 90,000 mortgages to help people stay in their homes. It provided financing for 5,000 affordable housing units across the country. It even donated about 1,500 homes.
So I think you're talking about maybe 150,000 people total would benefit in some way.
Which sounds both like a lot and not that much at the same time.
I agree. As big as this program was, and this was the largest program of its kind, in a sense, it's still insufficient for the harm caused by the mortgage crisis and the bursting of the housing bubble.
Bank of America didn't want to talk for this story. And all these years later, figuring out what the settlement cost the bank and how much impact that money had, it's really tricky. Tom Perrelli was previously the Associate Attorney General at the Justice Department and is now the independent monitor for a similar but smaller settlement with Citigroup.
I think there are a lot of questions about how much of this was win-win, how much of this would banks have done anyway.
Like modifying mortgages or donating distressed properties. Both can have benefits for the bank. For consumers, Perrelli says one part of the settlement stands out, financing affordable housing. One of those projects, Bank of America contributed $4 million to an apartment building under construction in the Bronx. For that, the bank got about $15 million of settlement credit.
The housing market is getting really, really difficult in all the five boroughs, and it's becoming even more increasingly difficult here in the Bronx.
Social worker Michael DeBerry is hoping he and his wife might qualify for one of those new apartments that rent at below market rates. The settlement money helped pay for extras, like a gym and solar panels.
It's a fresh look. It's a welcoming look. The amenities, I'm sure, are nice and brand new and, you know, vermin-free.
10 years after the financial crisis, 4 years after this settlement was announced, this building in the Bronx is almost done. Tenants will likely start moving in the next month. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.